Good morning. We continue our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sora, Malka, Bas, Reb Yitzchak. We are in Seder Taros. We are in Perek Tes, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Yesterday we had our discussion about when things start to become tame in an olive press. So we had pointed out Rabbi Gamliel's position that moisture that comes out of the olives itself while it's still in the holder at the top of the press doesn't make things able to become tame until the processing of the olives is finished. So now, what happens with the unfinished olives in the upper part? In the upper part of the holder. Gamar milim soak. What happens if I'm done harvesting the olives and I put them in the holder? But I don't feel the holder is filled up enough, so I'm going to go to the store and buy some more olives to go ahead and fill the holder, which means that at that point in time that I'm done harvesting my olives, I'm not ready to say that I'm done doing the work with the items, so that with the olives, so that I could say that there's a gemar malache here, that there's a completion of the work over here for me to render the olives muksha lekabel tuma. Or gamar milikach, I'm done purchasing the olives, but I bought out all the olives in the store, but it's still not full enough. So aval asad lilvos, but I'm going to go borrow some from some friends. I'll return them to him afterwards. Or ero avalo mishtel ones, or I intended to do more, but unfortunately, person had to go to through an avelus, or you had to go to chasna, a wedding, or some other thing, unforeseen circumstance. So then, because of this, afilu zavim v'zavos mahalchen aleim torim, even if you have a zav or a zava walking around on top of it, it's still going to be tar. And why is it still going to be tar? So again, the idea being, I'm not done with the processing, right? And so therefore, the tumah is not going to apply. Now, naflu aleim mashkin tumeim, if a tummy beverage falls on top, so ain tummy ela makom magon, the only thing that will be tummy are the olives that actually got touched by the outside liquid. But it's not considered one big mess, even though it's inside the holder. V'hamochel, but the moisture that seeps out from the olives themselves that I do not want, tor, that mochel that comes out is going to be tor, and it's not going to go ahead and ruin the other olives. Nigmar malachtan, what happens if I'm done processing? Sareilu mosharin. So once I'm done processing, the other olives in the holder are going to become mukshal kabel tuma. They're going to become susceptible to tuma. Naflu aleim mashkin, if liquid fell on top of them, so tameim, the liquid is going to be tameim. Vahamochal yotimehem, and the mochal, this extra gunk, which comes out with the oil, you know, the olive juice. So Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be tar. And the Chacham are going to say it's going to be tamei. Rabbi Yezer says it's going to be tar because the person doesn't want that stuff. It's not oil. It's not one of the regular liquids. And the Chachamim say, no, it's going to be considered a liquid and it's going to be able to be mashir lekabel tuma. It's going to go ahead and be tamei. Some Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon said, you should just know something. The Chachamim don't argue in regard to the issue of the mochel, this juice that comes out, that the non-olive oil juice that comes out, that seeps out, that's going to be tar. So where do they argue? The real argument that they have is the stuff that comes out of the pit. And Rabbi Eliezer says, after I take out the olive oil, I'm still left at the bottom of the olive oil press with the mochel that's on the bottom, the seepage, the sediment, that's the gunky area. Nobody wants that stuff. So he says it's going to be Torah, but the Chacham say it's impossible that within the bottom you also don't have olive oil. And so since that's the case, it's going to be considered a situation where you have stuff inside, tzachtzuche shemen it's called. There's going to be pockets of oil, and since there's going to be pockets of oil there, it's impossible that the person is not going to be tamei within the process. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.